Today's daf is Shavuos Daf Lamed Aleph. We are 12 lines from the top of Daf Lamed Aleph Omed Aleph Maskif Lo Rabbe Bar Ula. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanasunim Batzor Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos refua shalema for Yor Yoshua Ben Chaya Atara, Shlomo Ben Chaya Leia, Chava Miriam Bas Malka Freda, and Sora Bat Batya. So the topic of the daf is still Shavuos Ha'Edos, specifically the halacha that states that the only time one is subject to the parasha of Shavuos Ha'Edos is if the Edos that the person knew but denied knowing and swore was an Edos that would be defined as Edos Mamon. If, however, it was an Eidos, but not Eidos Mamon, even though the person lied, he swore falsely, there was a tfiya, it checked off all the boxes, it doesn't matter, it will not be subject to the parasha in the Torah of Shavuos Ha'Edos. Obviously, the makar to such halacha has to be Gzeiros HaKasov, the Gemara Brura Braisa, Fushitas HaTanam, what exactly the makar is. Now, at the end of yesterday's daf, it was almost a whole amid of Gemara, we went through the four shitas, and as promised in today's daf, the Gemara is going to do a deep dive and really explain each one of these shitas a little bit better, and what we'll see is that there'll be some nafgim minas lahalacha between the shitas. In fact, we'll even get to circle back to some of the untied ends that we left off in some of the previous daf. So just as an introduction to the daf, what were the four shitas? The first was Shitas Reb Eliezer. He's always the Reish HaMedabrim B'chol Mokim. First Tana mentioned in Shas, and he's usually the first Tana mentioned in any Machloikis Tanaim, where he is one of those Tanaim. Reb Eliezer HaGoto. Either way, it's Reb Eliezer is the first Tana that's mentioned, and he said that the Makar that Shavuos Ha'Edos is only Negei Mamon is learned out from Shavuos HaPikadon, and it's learned out with Gzeir Shava, Oyin. It says Oyin in the parish of Shavuos Ha'Edos. Now, to be fair, it doesn't say Oyin, but it says the word Oy twice, Oy Ra, Oy Yada, and it says the word Oy twice in the parish of Shavuos HaPikadon, Oy Besesum Es Yad, Oy Begazel, Oy Ashak Es Amisoy, Oy Matzav Eda, by the way, four times, but regardless, it says Oyin by Shavuos Ha'Edos, it says Oyin by Shavuos HaPikadon, just like Shavuos HaPikadon is only Negei Mamon, so too Shavuos Ha'Edos is also only going to be Negei Mamon. The Gemara said that it's not like the only two times in the Torah that you find Oyin is by Shavuos Ha'Edos, Shavuos HaPikadon. It says Oyin by Ritzich as well. Ritzich has nothing to do with Mamon. Maybe learn Shavuos Ha'Edos from Ritzicha. The Gemara said, nah, it's a whole different parasha. That doesn't even involve Shavuos. What about the Oyin that it says by Saita, which does involve a Shavuos, Vishpia Oysa HaKoyin? The Gemara says it's true, but that's where the Koyin is being Mashpia, as opposed to a regular Shavuos that has nothing to do with the Koyin. There you find it in two places. You find it by Shavuos Ha'Edos, you find it by Shavuos HaPikadon. Shavuos HaPikadon is Mamon, Shavuos Ha'Edos is going to be Mamon as well. The second shita that the Gemara brought was the shita of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, it says, V'hoya ki yesham la'achas me'ela. Me'ela seems to suggest there's only some idios with his parasha Shavuos Ha'Edos, others not. Ha'ketzad, Mamon yeah, shar idios not. The third shita that the Braisa brought was the shita of Rabbi Yosei Aglili. It says, in the parasha of Shavuos Ha'Edos, V'u'ed o'ira o'yada, Imlo Yagid Venosa Avoinoi. It sounds like this aid could be saw but doesn't know, or knows but didn't see. Traditionally, Eidos involves seeing and knowing what you saw. But from the way the Torah sets it up, it sounds like could be he knew but didn't see, could be he saw but didn't know. Said Rabbi Yosi Aglili, the only type of Eidos where you find such a concept that I could be made on Re'iyah B'lo Yediyah and Yediyah B'lo Re'iyah is Be'edos Mamon. That's how I know the parish is talking about Eidos Mamon. And then finally, the fourth shita, which was the longest shita in the Brais, it will also be the longest discussion in the Gemara, was the shita of Rab Shimon, where Rab Shimon said that the Makar, that Shavuos Ha'Edos is only by Mamon, is learned out from Shavuos HaPikadon, similar to the way Rabbi Eliezer learned it, but he's not learning it from Oyin. Rather, he learned it from Gzeir Shava, Secheta, Secheta. Now, to be fair, L'chatchilo, Rab Shimon wanted to learn it from Mamatzinu. He even bolstered it with a Kal V'chomer, but after further review, the Maskana of Rab Shimon was that it's learned out through a Gzeirah Shava. The Gzeirah Shava is Secheta Secheta. The bottom line is, according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's learned out from Shavuos HaPekodin Oyin. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's Minei Ubei in the Parsha, May Eila, some yes, some not, which yeah is going to be Mammon. According to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, it's also learned out Minei Ubei in the Parsha, Vu Eidai Ra Oyada, Eidai Sachaych, Terib Loidia, Dib Loidia. And according to the fourth Shita, Rab Shimon, it's like, according to the first Shita, Rabbi Eliezer, it's learned out from Shavuos HaPekodin, albeit not from Gzeirah Shava, Oyin Oyin, rather Gzeirah Shava, Secheta, Secheta, that is literally the Sikkum of Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Beis, and the first 11 and a half lines of Daf Lamed Dalet Amid Aleph. We now pick it up, 12 lines from the top in the middle, Maskefla Rabbi Barula. So again, the Gemara is going to take it from the top. We're going to go through all four of these Shitas, Abyssal Be'ian. So Rabbi Barula asked on the first sheet of the Braisa, which was the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. No, what does Rabbi Eliezer hold? How do you know Shavuos Eidah is Negei Dafke Mammon? He learns it Oyin. It says Oyin, Oy, Oy, by Shavuos Eidah. And it says Oyin, Oy, 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 by Shavuos HaPekodin. Just like Shavuos HaPekodin is only Negei Mammon, so too Shavuos Eidah. This is also only going to be Negei Mammon. Now we have to remember, the Gemara said, what about Oyin of Ritzeach? That's not a shvua. What about Oyin of Saita? That involves a shvua, albeit the Shpia Oysakai. Freak the Gemara, Rabbi Barula, Oy, Oy, Bitu, Yoichichu. Why not learn Oyin from Shvuas Bitu? In the Parsha Shvuas Bitu, it also says the word Oy. Oy, Nefesh, Kisi, Shavlavati, Bisvasoim, Lohara, Oy, Lehetiv. Shehain Oyin, right? Vieshi, Mahin, Shvua, right? Veini, Mahin, Koyin, easy. Umidabrin, Shlevit, Vies, Mamin. And it's not talking about Mamin. So it says the Gemara, maybe learn Shavuos Eidos from Shavuos Bitui Oyin and say that it doesn't have to be Mamin. So the Gemara answers, it makes sense that we should learn it from Shavuos HaPekodin as opposed to from Shavuos Bitui, Shekein Secheta Mesecheta. Because at the end of the day, they have something in common. What they have in common is Secheta Secheta. Now, if you look at Rashi, it's four lines from the top. Rashi says, Bishneim Ksiv Secheta L'Gzeirah Shavah. Freak Rab Kiva Eger, Gzeirah Shavah, that's Rab Shimon. Shimon is the one that holds Secheta, Secheta, Gzeirah Shavah. If really it boils down to Gzeirah Shavah, because Oyin in and of itself, Mechatesi learn it from Shavuos HaPekodin, maybe learn it from Shavuos Bitoy, so then Rab Eliezer is really Rab Shimon, and it can't be. There's four Shitas in the Braisa, there's not three Shitas. So Rab Kiva Eger says that it would be Yoisin Nira to have learned that the Gemara just means that there's a Tzada Shavah, not Gzeirah Shavah, Tzada Shavah. There's a commonality between the Parasha of Shavuos Eidos and Shavuos HaPekodin, that in both Parashas you find the word Secheta. Now, why is it not Gzeirah Shavah? It's easy, because Ein Adam Don Gzeirah Shavah Me'atzmo. And Rab Shimon must have had a Messiah from his Rabbeim that the such Gzeirah Shavah. But Rabbi Eliezer, who we know had different Rabbeim, right? Shamuti. So maybe he didn't have that Messiah. But to say that it's Gzeirah Shavah would then make Rabbi Eliezer into Rab Shimon. Rab Kiveg at the end of a long piece says, V'divrei Rashi tzrichin iyun gadol. This is a tzorich in gadol of Rab Kiveg. But Al Kapan and Pashab Shad in the Gemara is like Rab Kiveg say. And that is that at the end of the day, there's a commonality between the Pashab Shavuos HaIdus and the Pashab Shavuos HaPekodin. They both have the word Secheta. And that's why, even though it's true, it says Oyin by Shavuos Bita, we're going to learn Oyin from Shavuos Bikata. We're not going to learn Oyin from Shavuos Bita. But the Gemara says, Adarabba, mi Bita habalei lamei. If it makes more sense to learn it from Shavuos Bita, shekein chatos mechatos. There's a very fundamental commonality, Tzad HaShavah, between Shavuos Eidos and Shavuos Bitoy. They both bring a karmen chatos, right? They both bring a noil of a yoyre, but they both bring a karmen chatos, as opposed to Shavuos HaPekodin, although there's a chi of Shavua, but it's a karmen Asham, right? Asham Gezelois. It's a different carbon bechlal. So you're telling me Secheta, Secheta, because the Torah uses the same word? How about Chatos, Chatos? Same Shoirish, but more fundamentally, it's the same carbon. So I would think that's more of a Tzad HaShavah. So the Gemara says, Elam Mestabrim, Bipakadin, Habalei Lameilav. Now, the reason we're learning Shavuos Eidos from Shavuos HaPekodin Kadoin and not from Shavuos Bitoy is number one, Shekein Chet. They have in common Secheta, Secheta. Additionally, Bemezid, on both of them, Yechayiv, Bemezid Keshoigig, as opposed to Shavuos Bitoy, where you're not Chayiv, Bemezid. Additionally, Tavei V'Kafrei, they both involve a Tfiya and a Kvira, right? In the halacha of Shavuos Eidos, there has to be a Tfiya, where the Toveya is coming over to the Edom, and he's saying, Bo'u ve'he'iduni. Without the tefillah, you won't even be subject to the parasha of Shavuos Eidus. And then the person denies. Shavuos HaPakadim doesn't have to be a tefillah. We saw v'kicheish ba'misai koldu, but at the same time, usually it would involve a tefillah. In fact, the Gemara said, Mefurish, Urcha de Milsan not got Omar, because usually there's a tefillah. As opposed to Shavuos Bitur, no one's being tevea anybody. And finally, v'ovre. Shavuos Eidus and Shavuos HaPakadim are both Shavuos on the Ovar. As opposed to Shavuos Bitur, Rashi says is ikra lahaba. Now, to be fair, Shavuos Bitur could be on the Avar as well. Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. But for sure, the ikra parish in the Torah of Lahara Oy Lehetiv is talking about in the Asid. So there's so many commonalities between Shavuos Eidus and Shavuos HaPikadin. So it's for that reason that it makes sense to learn Oyin from Shavuos HaPikadin as opposed to from Shavuos Bitur. I can argue the other way. Because there's commonalities that Shavuos Eidus has with Shavuos Bitur that it doesn't have with Shavuos HaPikadin. Number one, Shekein Chatas. They both bring a Chatas as opposed to Shavuos HaPakadim that brings an Asham. She Yarda, they also both bring a Oyla V'yoyret. And finally, L'chaimish, they both don't have a Din Chaimish as opposed to Shavuos HaPakadim, which has a parish of Chaimish as well. So the Gemara says it's true. There's four commonalities between Shavuos HaEidus and Shavuos HaPakadim. There's three commonalities between Shavuos HaEidus and Shavuos Bitur. Back at the envelope arithmetic, which is more? Four is more than three, and it's for that reason we learn Oyin from Shavuos HaPikadin. We don't learn Oyin from Shavuos Bitur. One diktok in Rashi, if you look at Rashi, Dibra Maskel, Shekein Chet B'mezit, Tovei V'Kofrei V'Avrei. Rashi says Simenhu. Why did Rashi say Simenhu? Usually when there's a simen in the Gemara, there's parentheses, right? Why did Rashi say simenu? Because the words are a little bit funny, right? Look at the last simen. Chatos sheyardo l'chaymesh. It sounds more like a simen, like it's some sort of phrase that you're supposed to remember. Otherwise, it would say chatos, oy leviyoyret, and chaymesh. Chatos sheyardo l'chaymesh, right? It sounds like it went down. We are traveled south. It went to chaymesh. That's what it sounds like we're saying. So Rashi says clearly it was a simen. Usually when the Gemara brings these types of things, we're being moina keruchel, so we're just talking about pros and cons and different comparisons. But over here, says Rashi, clearly it's a simen. Just because of the lashon that's meshuna, it's obviously this was a simen. That's a first Rashi. Rashi says simenu. But the bottom line is, this concludes the Gemara's iyun on the first of the four shitas, shitas Rabbi Eliezer. Again, what's Rabbi Eliezer? It's because the Shavuos HaEidus is only to get a moment. He learns it oyin from Shavuos HaPikadin with one knach that although there are other oyins in the Torah that maybe he could have learned it from, the Bryce itself mentioned too, you have oyin de Reitzeach, additionally you have oyin de Saita. In the Gemara, there's even a third one. There's oyin de Shavuos Bitur, but at the end of the day, there is something inherently similar between the two parashiyas of Shavuos HaEidus and Shavuos HaPakadin. In fact, there's four things that they have in common, the word secheta, etc., etc., etc. It's for that reason, at the end of the day, we learn oyin from Shavuos HaPakadin and not from some of the other places that maybe you could have learned oyin from. Moving along, Rabbi Akiva oyin. Rabbi Akiva said, V'hoyu ki yeshem la'achas me'ela. B'gmar chazes shitz Rabbi Akiva. Yesh me'ela shu chayev, v'yesh me'ela shu potter. Ketza tovim mamin chayev, tovim dover acha potter. Right, me'ela teaches me only from some ideas as opposed to from all. Had Rabbi Akiva know to say that the me'ela, yeah, is mammon and the me'ela not is everything else, I'm just fucking heard, maybe money not, right? There's no reference to money mefurish in the pasuk. So right? Nishtalus is geld. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva, oyin Rabbi Eliezer samach. The Gemara says a chiddush that really Rabbi Akiva held of the oyin of Rabbi Eliezer. Meaning, Rabbi Akiva started by building off of what Rabbi Eliezer had said. He knew this Gzeir Shava Oyin. And because this Gzeir Shava of Oyin, that's how I know it's Dafka Mamet. So what does he mean when he says Me'ela? So we'll speak it up al peh. What he means is that even within the world of Tfias Mamet, sometimes yeah, sometimes not. Meaning, Rabbi Akiva, when he says La'achas Me'ela, is not saying his Makar, hey, you know it's Mamet. You know it's Mamen from Oyin. So what's he saying? What he's saying is that Rabbi Eliezer doesn't have a Me'ela, I have a Me'ela, and it's going to happen afkemina. Because according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's going to be true by all Mamen. By me, it's going to be Me'ela. Some Mamen, yes, yeah, some Mamen, not. He's not saying his Shita. What he's doing is he's being Moisif on Rabbi Eliezer, and he's saying Ichabat Sveit Drasha, which narrows it down from all Mamen to only some Mamen. Okay, my Benai, what is the Mamen now that according to Rabbi Akiva is included in the Parashah Shavuos HaEidus, and what's excluded? concluded, meaning what is the nafkamina between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva? So the Gemara says, Ikebeinayu mashbia edei karka. If somebody would be mashbia edim, to be made on karka, the Rabbi Eliezer chayav, and the Rabbi Akiva p'tur. So we saw already earlier in the parak, this is a shayla. Mashbia edei karka chayav a potter, coined Rabbi Eliezer, all mamin karka zaychid mamin. Coined Rabbi Akiva, may eles me may, mashbia edei karka is gibi potter. But the Gemara says, Rabbi Eichen, dam has, mashbia edei karka through the Rabbi Eliezer p'turin. Rabbi Eichen, and who said over there, where's there coming up in the next few dafin at the end of the parak, that even Rabbi Eliezer holds mashbia edei karka is going to be potter, meaning even though Rabbi Eliezer darshan oyen. But when it comes to karka, not, hochomai ikobain Rabbi Eliezer, the Rabbi Kiva. What then is the nafkamina? So the Gemara says, and this is one of the loops we're going to close that we left unclosed, and that is Edei Knas. Nafkamina is going to be Edei Knas. According to Rabbi Eliezer, Mashpia Edei Knas is going to be Chayev, and according to Rabbi Akiva, a Mashpia Edei Knas is going to be Potter. Now, if you go through this Gemara with Rashi, Rashi quotes Gemara's later in Shavuos HaPekadin, which suggests that it's not like punked, we're backing into Rabbi Eliezer's going to hold Mashpia Edei Knas is Chayef, and Rabbi Akiva's going to hold Mashpia Edei Knas is Potter. There's actually a Mefurish Rabbi Eliezer based on a Ribu Miyad Ribuy that's coming up in the coming Prakim. But Ashenegel and Yenenu, Pash Pashad in the Gemara, that's what the Nafkamin is. According to Rabbi Eliezer, all Momin, rather not all, because could be Mashpia Edei Karkanat, but Al Kopana Mashpia Edei Knas is going to be included. According to Rabbi Akiva, Edei Knas is going to be excluded. So, which loop are we closing? Yesterday's daf, Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, the Gemara had the Groisa Ibayelahu, Mashpia Edei Knas Mal. Gemara made a toli in the two machlikas in between the Rabban, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, right? Dava Gremel Lamami, Kamamin Dami, Wait, but Knas Machkech, Bawe, the Patur Achai. But the bottom line is, there was a whole Lumdish Ashayla. It is Mammon, it's not Mammon. What comes out here in this Gemara is that Pashit in the math of the Drushes, according to Rabbi Akiva, that there's a Drusha, May Eila, Mashpia Edei Knas is going to be Patur. Does it have to do with the Lamdis on Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph? It's Mestaber, maybe it does, but that's not the point. The point is that a nafkamina between these two drashes, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, is going to be this. So what's the Sikkum and Rabbi Akiva? A huge Hoysafa that we have in the Gemara, in the Limud Iyun, that we didn't have when we went through the Limud Kal, when we saw the Braisa innovating. And that is that we thought Rabbi Akiva was a second Makar. How you know Shavuos HaEdus is B'mamen? But it's not true. Really, he holds like Rabbi Eliezer. He holds that the Makar Shavuos HaEdus B'mamen is Oy. And he learns out from Shavuos HaPekot. Not from Ritzach, not from Saita, not from Shavuos Bit. The Ganser Rabbi Eliezer. So what then was Rabbi Akiva doing? He was being Moisif, or even being Megarei, and he was saying, it's not true by all Mamin. Yeah, some yes, some not. How does he know that from the word Me'ela? What's he being Memayit? Either Edei Karka, or Edei Knas, Zok the Gemara Vait, Rabbi Yosei Aglili Oimer. He was the third Shita. And the Gemara brings Rabbi Yosei Aglili Shita again. It says, it says, it has to be talking about an Eidos that could be Miskayemes Beriabala Yadiyah or Beyadiyabala Re'iyah. And the only way this is going to be possible is if it's going to be Eidos Mom. So, the Braisa, when we saw it innovating, brought the examples of where it would be Negeya Re'iyah b'lo yediyah, and where would be Negeyah, yediyah b'lo re'iyah. So the Braisa said, re'iyah b'lo yediyah ketzad, reading from the bottom of Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, mona mon yisalacha b'fnei ploini uploini. Somebody goes over to someone else, and he says, you know, I gave you money in front of ploini uploini. And then that person says, yavayu ploini uploini v'yo'idu. You know what? If they come and they're mayor that I taka gave you this money, no problem. I'm going to owe you the money. If they come and they're mayor, the Eidus is an Eidus, and Zui Re'iyah below Yediyah. That would be an example of where the Eidim can be made because of a Re'iyah. They saw Mona Monisi, they saw him counting money and giving it to him, but they don't actually know what the purpose of the money was. Now, if you take a look at Rashi, it's two lines from the bottom, of Lami Gimel Lami Beis. Moni Monisi L'chob Efnei Pleini Upleini, Heim Ro Shem Enisim Lach, Avaloi Hoidatim Im Heim Matona Oy Halva Oy Peroi. Meaning, when the Malva, let's call him, went over to the Loiva and told him, Moni Monisa L'chob Efnei Pleini Upleini, he said, listen, I gave you money. He said, I don't know what you're talking about. He says, no, I'm telling you. It was done with Neplaini Uplaini. They saw it. Now, I rather didn't tell them that I was loaning it to you. So from their perspective, maybe I was giving you a gift. Maybe I was paying back a loan. But they know it happened. V'amalei hala, and the Leiva told the Malva, Yavayu plaini uplaini v'yo'idu shemaniso libefneim. Let them come and be made that that daka happened. And if they do that, v'ani peirei alacha. The alacha is, ne'edus is an edus. Again, even though the Eidim saw but don't know what they saw, it doesn't matter. It's called re'iya b'lo yediya. That's something that works by mamonis. What's the case of yediya b'lo re'iya? Said the b'raisa, mona hidisali bifnei pliny u'pliny. Where somebody goes over to someone and says, I didn't lend you money, bifnei pliny u'pliny. However, you were made to me, haidas baldin kimei edem dami, in front of pliny u'pliny. If the person says, yavayu pliny u'pliny v'yo idu, and they're made, the loch is, you're going to be chayv. Meaning if two edem know that somebody was meida, that he owes somebody money, the halacha is that that person's stock is going to owe. In this case, the edem have a yediyah that there's a chi of mammon without re'iyah because they didn't see any money trade hands. That too is going to be okay. And this is something that you have only by edus mammon, says Rabbi Yosef Aglili. And being that the Torah says that Shavuos Eidus is Negei and Eidus where it's Miskayemes B'Riyah B'Lo Yediyah B'Riyah B'Lo Yediyah, must mean it's only Miskayemes B'Eidus Mammon. So the Gemara says like this, Amalei Rapapa L'Rabbaya, Rapapa told Abaya, Lemi Rabbi Yosef Aglili Lesley De Rabacho. Should we say that from this Rabbi Yosef Aglili you see not like a chiddush of Rabacha? So who's Rabacha? The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. Rabacha was a Tanya. He's mentioned in the Braisa. Gomel ho'icher ben agmalin. There was a gomel that was oicher ben agmalin. V'nimtza gomel horik betzidai. And next to this gomel that was oicher ben agmalin, there was a dead gomel. So Rashi brings two pshatim, what oicher means. One pshat Rashi says is, the gomel was being bayit beraglov, right? Be'ita, that's a told of Karen. He was just going and he was doing be'ita. Rashi says, v'li nira, that when a Gomel is Oisik in Revia in Tashmish, so it's Make Biraglov Gmolin Shesvi Voisov. But either way, this Gomel was Oicher Ben Agmalin, and then they found a Gomel that was Harig Betzia. Biyoduash is a Harga. It's Pashit that this Gomel, that's Oicher Ben Agmalin, they see him kicking or they see him being Oisik in Revia, so for sure that's the Gomel that is the Mazik, and in the world above a Kama, he's the proverbial Sharamazik, says Rav Papa Tabaya. I think that it's mucha from this Rabbi Yosi Aglili, not like Rabach. I mean, Rabach said this grace halacha. Sounds like a good halacha. Why not paskin that way? Well, I think I might have a bryce. Rabbi Yosi Aglili is not that way. And if that's the case, there could be ramifications. Now, what do you see? Rabbi Yosi Aglili is not like Rabach, because the E isli the Rabach. Because if you're going to tell me that Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds like Rabach, b'dinei nefashas nami mishkachas lo, there's a hecha timtza where you could have yediya beloy re'iyo even by dinei nefashas. A comparable case to the gomel ha'oicher bein agmal. What would be the case? Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach, the Tanya. We all know this bryce. So, Amr Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach, Erab ben Achama, he swore in I once saw somebody running after his friend into a churva. And I ran after him. And I found sayif biyadei, that the person, the roidev, had a sayif in his hand. And there was blood that was coming off the sayif. And there was a person that was bleeding to death. I looked this person in the eye. And I told him, Rasha, mi hargoy lezeh. Who killed him? There's two choices. Oyani, oyata. Because we're the only two people here. And it's not me, right? So obviously it's you. And based on that, I would love to prosecute you. I've my asking, what should I do? That I have no ability on my own to take matters in my hand. But the Eibush that knows the truth, he should pay you back. Amru, they say, they mamish didn't move until a nachash came. The words came out of the mouth of Shimon ben Shetach, and this person ended up dying. Now, what do you see from this maisa with Reb Shimon ben Shetach? You see that Reb Shimon ben Shetach held that be'etzem he was an eid echad to go ahead now and be made that this person killed somebody, even though he didn't see it with his own eyes. All he had was yediya, but yediya b'lo re'iya, if it's a powerful level of yediya, could be enough. Now, this Reb Shimon ben Shetach hata shayches mit Rabacha. What's the connection? Because in both cases, the Gomel Oicha Ben Agmalim and the Maisa with Reb Shimon Ben Shetach, it's obvious what's going on over here. There's circumstantial evidence. What Rashi refers to as, there's a bit of dummy. There's a clear umdina that for sure we know what happened. Abavas, abasefelt in Re'iya. If Reb Yosi Aglili holds that the only time it's possible Yediya beloy Re'iya is by Eidus Mamin, that means he doesn't hold the bit of dummy. Because if he held of Bididami, then it's Shayach even by Dinei Nefashas. What's the case of Dinei Nefashas? The case of Reb Shimon ben Shetach, right? There would be a more expansive way of applying the concept of Yediyah B'lo Re'iyah. The teretz is that Reb Yosef Aglili must hold that Bididami doesn't constitute Yediyah. right? Even Rabbi Yossi Haglili's case of Yediyah B'Leiri is not a Bididami. The case is where somebody was made in front of them. But if all you have is a Bididami, all you have is circumstantial evidence, it must not be enough. Now, if it's not enough, then Gabal Oichem and Agmalim is Oichit, not going to be enough. So said Rav Papa Tabaya, we know this member of Rav Acha, of Gamal Eichem in Agmal of Nimsa Gamal Harug, but see the Yadua Shizah Hargoy. I think Rabbi Yosef Haglili is a right, not that way. Because that's based on a Bididami. And if Rabbi Yosef Haglili holds of the Svar of Bididami, then it would be Shaykh Yidia B'lai Re'iyah, Afila B'dina and Nefashis, and it's Mavur from his Makar to Shvuz Eidus is Dafke Noy B'mamin, that he doesn't hold that way. So, Rav Papa tells Abaya, Lema Rabbi Yosef Haglili, let's say the Rav Acha, I mean, am I right? Because I have a hunch that I'm onto something over here. Is that the way it is? So Abaya told him, no. Afilu teme islay the Rav Acha. Could be Rabbi Yosef Haglili holds Rav Acha. Okay, that means you have a case of Yediyah B'Leiri Re'iyah. It's like the Gemara, it's true. Bishlam Yediyah B'Leiri Re'iyah Mishkachasa. It's true, you have a case of Yediyah B'Leiri Re'iyah. But Re'iyah B'Leiri Yediyah Heichem Mishkachasa. But Re'iyah B'Leiri Yediyah, that you would never have. I mean, it could be Anachinami. Rabbi Yosef Haglili's Raya that Shavuos Eidus is talking about Mamin is not from Yediyah B'Leiri Re'iyah. It's from Re'iyah B'Leiri Yediyah. That's what the Raya was. It says, Oira Oyada. Oyada, that you can have by Shar Idias as well. And if all it said was Oyada, you would have no Raya. It's because it says Oira. That's what the Raya is. And Re'iyah B'Leiri Yediyah, that you cannot have in any other case. And the Gemara explains, why not? Why can't you have Re'iyah B'Leiri Yediyah? Right, let's say Edom saw somebody kill somebody, and they don't know who, what, when, and where. Well, the Gemara says it wouldn't work. Because Milei Bayi Meida Im Oivik Echavim Harag, Oy Yisrael Harag, Im Adam Trefa Harag, Oy Shalem Harag. Can't walk into Beis Din and just be mayor that I saw somebody kill somebody if you don't know who he killed. Did he kill a Yid? Did he kill an Ein Yehudi? Maybe he killed a Trefa. Somebody kills a Trefa, he's not Chayv Mises Bezin. So Re'iyah B'Leiri Yediyah certainly would never be Mechayv Yudina and Nefashis. And Enochinami, the Raya was not from Oy Yoda, the Raya was from Oy Ra. Zok de Gemara, another postscript to one of the Shitas in the Braisa. Shmami no, Rabbi Yosef Haglili Mashpia Eidei Knas Pata. I think you can bring a Raya that Kosov Rabbi Yosef Haglili, Rabbi Yosef Haglili holds that if someone's Mashpia Eidei Knas, he's going to be Pata. Again, we're circling back to this Grace of Shaila and Daf Lamed Gimel Amad Aleph. Why this? Because if you're going to tell me the Mashpia Eidei Knas is Chayiv, now that we know that the only way you can be subject to the laws of Shvuz Eidos is if you're Shayich to Re'iyah B'Leiri Yediyah. Right, it has to be Yediyah B'Leiri Re'iyah and Re'iyah B'Leiri Yediyah. Nahidi Yediyah B'Leiri Re'iyah Ashkechon. Even though it's possible to have a Yediyah B'Leiri Re'iyah, how would you have Eidei Knas of Yediyah B'Leiri Re'iyah B'Dadami? Right? We just said you have a case of Bididami. But Re'iyah B'Leiri Yediyah, Mo'ilai Baya, Meida. But when it comes to Re'iyah B'Leiri Yediyah, wouldn't you have to know Nachriz Baal or Bas Yisrael Baal, Besula Baal, Uva'ula Baal? Who's talking about Be'ila? So Rashi says, if you look at the last line of Rashi, Shema mino, the sphere mashpia eidei knas to oinus u'mefata v'kaf reptum. In the case of oinus u'mefata, that knas is in a case of be'ila. And you would have to know that it was a zasor be'ila that's mechayiv knas. Number one, she has to be a basrol. Number two, she has to be a besula. Right, there's also other halachas. She can't be a baigeres, machlekes, whether she could be even a ketana, maybe only a naira. But the bottom line is that it would be impossible to be made on Re'iyah B'Leiri Yediyah without having all the information. And if that's the case, it can't be the Mashpia Eidei Knas is going to be Chayev, because it's going to be impossible to find a situation where you're going to have Re'iyah B'Leiri Yediyah. So if the Tanai, in order to have Shavuos Eidos, is that it has to be Re'iyah B'Leiri Yediyah, you can't have that by Knas. Now, some Rishonim are mucha with Rashi, because Rashi sounds like, right, let's read that last line of Rashi again. Shma mino de sfir le mashpia eidei knas, the oinus u'mefata v'kafri p'turim. It sounds like it's only negeya the knas of oinus u'mefata. Why would it only be negeya the knas of oinus u'mefata? First of all, the words of the Gemara didn't sound that way. The Gemara said, Shma mino kasav rav yeseh agli le mashpia eidei knas p'turim. It sounds like, let's revisit lam gimel lam adal. It's going to be true by all cases. And although it's true, Rashi's coming from Pashup Shad and the Gemara, Miloi Boy Meida, Nachriz Baal, Bas Yisrael Baal, Besula Baal, Be'ula Baal. Oh, yeah, but the same thing would be true, L'chayr by other Knossos as well. You can't just be made that you saw a Maisa. You'd have to know the nuance of the Maisa in order to be Mechayiv Knas. It's a little bit of a mucha in Rashi, because Rashi's Loshen is, Shema Mina, Desfirule, Mashpia Edei Knas, Do'inus U'mafat of Kafri P'turim. It's a another tzorachin gadol de Gerashi here on this summit. But the bottom line is, says the Gemara, as it relates to Rabbi Yosef Haglili, number one, basically it was the third sheet in the Braisa. What did Rabbi Yosef Haglili say? He said that what's the Makar Shavuos Eidos is only by Mamin, because it says, after further review, it's not Yediyah b'lo Re'iyah, because that you can have Bashar Idiyas as well. It's actually Re'iyah b'lo Yediyah. The second thing the Gemara said was, Shema Minok Asavar Rab Yosi Haglili Mashpia Edei Knas Potter. So again, on Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, Mashpia Edei Knas. What's the halacha? Then we started a whole new Mishnah, and it sounded like we were starting a whole new Sugya. But so far, the first three Shitas that we saw in the Braisa, circle back to that. Because what came out was, Rabbi Eliezer holds Mashpia Edei Knas as Chayev, Rabbi Akiva holds Mashpia Edei Knas as Potter, and Rabbi Yitzhak Levi also holds Mashpia Edei Knas as Potter. Now again, Lav Mitameh, the Gemara is not circling back to the Lumbus of the Shaila. Yeah, moment, not moment. That has ramifications in Parak Meruba. I don't know. Could be, yeah, could be not. But in just Poshup Shan and the Gemara, the Melerant, what emerges l'chayre is that in the Cheshbon of the Braisa, the first three opinions of the Braisa seem to indirectly be addressing Ba'ifin Gromen Garmi, that Shaila that we had on Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph. So more about this idea of Re'iyah b'lo Yediyah, specifically Rabbi Yitzhak Levi's case. Right? What was Rabbi Yitzhak Levi's case of Re'iyah b'lo Yediyah that is Miskayemes Beidus Mamen? Where the person said, Mana manisi l'chavifnei pleini u'pleini, yavayu pleini u'pleini v'yayidu, zui Re'iyah b'lo Yediyah. Says the Gemara, Yosef Rav Amnudu kamei de Rav Yehuda. Rav Amnudu was once sitting in front of Rav Yehuda, v'yosef Rav Yehuda kamei bayalei. And Rav Yehuda asked the following question to Rav Amnudu. Mana manisi l'chavifnei pleini u'pleini. What would be if somebody goes up to somebody else and he says, I counted money, I gave you money, v'fnei pleini u'pleini. The Eidim royin oisa. And the way Edom that Takas saw it happen, right? So again, the story is a little cryptic, purposely. So Reuven goes over to Shimon, Mana manisi l'cha b'fnei pleini pleini. I was giving you money. And the way Edom that saw him being manisi l'cha money. What's that l'cha? So Rav Yehuda asked this question to Rav Amnuna, so Rav Amnuna said, Amalei Rav Amnuna, v'alam matoyin. I mean, we're missing some information over here. What's the nitva timing? He's admitting it, he's denying it, and he said, let me think it through myself. If he says, well, huchza kafran. Because if there are Edom that saw him give him the money, even if the Edom don't know why he gave him the money, but if he denies ever receiving money, period, and Edom saw it happen, well, now this person is a huchza kafran, and to the extent that he's an huchza kafran, so he loses his home and manas over here in this time vinit. And if the person would say, in shakli, I know I got money, abividididi shakli, I took my own money, right? Naskadarab abavar. Well, if that's the case, then ki asu edim may have it. Who cares the edim that were there? What did the edim know? Fakert, right? You saw edim saw you give money. The guy's tiny that you were paying back a loan. The guy's tiny that you were giving mechanical geld. So what shayches? Amalei, so Rav Yehuda heard Rav Hamnuna's response. He told him, Hamnuna at oilta. You belong in Beis Medrash. This is the story. There was a person who went up with his friend that he told him, you know, I gave you money next to this beam. He told him, I never walked by this beam. I don't even know what you're talking about. Two Edom came. He was there. In fact, he urinated next to that bean. Amar Ishlokh Swishlok has heard the Shaili said, Huchsa Kafrin. The person's a Huchsa Kafrin. He has no namanus anymore. Because he said he never went next to that beam. And it's not true. He was Hishtemayim Betzad Omadzah. Maskathor Rab Nachmet. Rab Nachmet heard Rishlokesh's Psak. He said, Hai Dina Parsohu. He said, You're going about this halach as if you were a Persian Dayan. Me come and me oilam. The person said, I never went by this Omad. He didn't say he never urinated there. Be'esik Zer come away. He said, Echnish Gebar Geltarten. That's what he was saying. As it relates to this transaction, I don't know what you're talking about, right? Yeah, he didn't say he was never there. Ikad Amri, some had a different version of the story. That Ahudam Le'd Chavid, there was a person who told his friend, Monam Anisa Lecha Betzad Omadzah. I gave you money next to this Amud. Amalei told him, Le'yavarti bitzad Amudzeh. Here's the punchline. Me'oilam. Right? And this Lishna, he said, I was never, ever there. He didn't say be'esik, I was never there. Nafku be'sadi, Edom came and said, De'hishtemai bitzad Amudzeh. No, he once urinated over there. So we hear of Nachman, who took umbrage in the first story. Here, he's the one who's making the psak in the second story. It's a different story. So Nachman said, Huchsa Kafrin. This person's a Huchsa Kafrin. Because he said he was never there, Me'oilam, and he was there, Me'oilam. Amalei Rav, the Rav Nachman. So here, Rav tells Rav Nachman. Right, in the first story, Reish Lakish said the psak, Rav Nachman dingzach with Reish Lakish. Here, it's Rav Nachman saying the psak, and Rav is dingzach with Rav Nachman. He told him, Kol Milsa de Le Ramya Aleo de Inish. Anything that a person doesn't have any reason to remember, Avidla, he will do, without making a mental note. So the fact that he said that I never walked by this Amud, And it turns out that it's not true. He once urinated there. Doesn't turn him into a kafrim because he doesn't have to hold cheshbon. Rashi says of all the places that he urinates and all the places that he does things that people don't necessarily have to remember. And as a result, this would not turn him into a huchzik kafrim. This last Gemara was a postscript on Shitas Rav Yosi Aglili. We're now up to the Gemara's analysis of the fourth and hardest, also final sheet of the Braisa, and that was the sheet of Rav Shimon. So what did Rav Shimon say? So let's see the words of Rav Shimon again. I think it's G'day. So Rav Shimon began five lines from the bottom of Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Rav Shimon said, Chayiv kan v'chayiv b'pekot. There's a parasha shavuos ha'edus and there's a parasha shavuos ha'pekot. Ma'al ha'alan eni medabra ela b'tvias mamin. Just like as it relates to shavuos ha'pekot. It's only the game mamin. Afkan eni medabra ela b'tvias mamin. Meaning, mamatzinu. If two parshas are shvuah, so if this one is mamet, that one's also mamet. V'oid, so it's not just a mamet zinu, it's a kal v'chayim. Ma pekodin, ma decha pekodin, which is a very inclusive parsha. She'asa boi noshim ka noshim, kroivim ki rechoikim em psulim k'sherim, v'chayiv al kol achas v'achas, bifnei bezdin, v'shaloi bifnei bezdin. Right, ma dech, when it comes to shvuah pekodin, everyone is included. Not just that, the kfir could be in Bezdin, it could be Shaloi be Bezdin. Still, the halacha is, it has to be Mamin. So, Eidus, when it comes to Shavuos Eidus, Shaloi Yosef Anoshim Kanoshim Kraven Kirchay Kimsul and Kikshem. Veino Chayev Ela Achas Bifnei Bezdin. Eino Din Shaloi Yehim Medabra Ela Betfias Mamin. So, said Rav Shimon, my Muscha Rishon is, I have a Mamotzino and I have a Kal Vachayimah. And based on that, Vachayref, Shavuos Apakadin is Dafke be Mamin, so Shavuos Eidus should also be Dafke be Mamin. But Rav Shimon responded in the Braisa and he says, not so. Because Malik Bikadin, although it's true that you find all these chumras, so to speak, in Shavuos HaPekadin over Shavuos HaEdos, but at the same time, you find certain things that Shavuos HaEdos has that Shavuos HaPekadin doesn't have. Number one, Malik Bikadin, Shekein Loi Asa Boi Mushba Kenishba. By Shavuos HaPekadin, the Iker Parish of Shavuos HaPekadin is talking about where the person swearing swore on his own. As opposed to Shavuos HaEdos, where the Ikar Parasha is talking about where is a Mushba Piachim. Meaning by Shavuos HaEdos, these nuances are going to be very critical in understanding the next Gemara. It was also by Mushba Kenishba. Yechayev say if you swear by yourself, but also if you're a Mushba Piachim. Not just that, Umeza Keshoigik. Shavuos HaEdos Yechayev, whether you were a Meza or you were a Shoigik. Toima Be'edos, Shekein also by Mushba Kenishba. As opposed to Shavuos HaEdos, where you do find Mushba Kenishba and you find Mezik Kishayik. In other words, as much as it's true that you find Chumers and Shavuos HaPekadin over Shavuos HaEdos, but there's Chumers and Shavuos HaEdos over Shavuos HaPekadin. Number one, Shavuos HaEdos is Mushba Kenishba, as opposed to Shavuos HaPekadin, it's only in the event that you swore by yourself, not if you're Mushba Piacherim. Additionally, Shavuos HaEdos is Mezik Kishayik, which we know from learning Shavuos Shtayim Basram and Shavuos HaEdos, we've seen this already so many times, as opposed to Shavuos HaPekadin Tain is the Gemara, there it's only B'Shoigig, it's not going to be true B'Mezid. Said Reb Shimon, you're right. Meaning, it's Reb Shimon talking. My Muscho Rishon is Ave Mamatzino, and on top of that, Ave Kal V'Chomer. The problem is, Ave Pirch on the Mamatzino and the Kal V'Chomer. Talmud Leimer, so this is my final answer. Secheta, Secheta L'Gzei Rishab. Nemekan, Secheta, Menemel L'Hal, Secheta, Ma'al L'Hal, Nei Medab Re'el B'Tfiyas Mom, So again, what was the setup of Reb Shimon? Because the whole avoda of the end of the daf is in the setup. What was the setup of Reb Shimon? The setup of Reb Shimon was his Muscho Rishon was learn Shavuos HaEdos from Shavuos HaPekadin with a Mamatzinu or with a Kal V'Chomer, based on the idea that Shavuos HaPekadin has a lot of chumras that Shavuos HaEdos doesn't have. He countered it by saying that Shavuos HaEdos actually has two chumras over Shavuos HaPekadin. By Shavuos HaEdos, it doesn't matter if you swear by yourself or if you're mushbel v'pei acherim. By Shavuos HaEdos, it doesn't matter if you're a shoygig or if you're a mezid, as opposed to Shavuos HaPekadin, where it's dafk if you swear by yourself and it's dafk if you're a shoygig. Talmud Loimar, you're right. That knocks out the Mamotzino. It knocks out the Kal V'Chomer. What then must be the Makar? Secheta, Secheta. It must be a Gzeirah Shabbos. So the Gemara says that when Reb Shimon's Memra made its rounds, Mechako Alab Marava, in Eretz Yisrael, they started to laugh. There's an interesting Lashon from the Ritva on this Gemara. The Ritva says, Pirish Mechako Al Braisa. They were laughing at the Braisa. Loimar, the Bishibusha Asne. There must be a mistake. V'loyer Reb Shimon Me'oilon. But not on Reb Shimon. The Ilu Reb Shimon Chas V'Sholom de Mechako. mechaku Allah and Reb Shimon? Not mechaku Allah and Reb Shimon. It's mechaku Allah and the Braisa. The Ritzvah felt he had to say that. But either way, says the Gemara, mechaku Allah b'marava. When the Olam heard the Braisa, they started to laugh, meaning they said this can't be a real Braisa. Not that Reb Shimon said it and we're laughing, and not that we're laughing at Reb Shimon. But it must be that there's a Toyos over here. Maichuk, the Gemara says, why were they laughing? So the Gemara is going to suggest many reasons why they might have been laughing. So Gemara says, maybe this is why. Diktani, because what did the Braisa say? Right? When the Gemara said that you can't learn Shvus Eidus from Shvus HaPakadim with a Mamatzinu with a Kal V'Chomer, Gemara said, why not? Because Nechatesi, one is Kal and one is Chomer. I could argue Shvus Eidus has certain Chomers over Shvus HaPakadim. Number one, it's also Mushba Kenishba, and number two, it's Mezit Keshagig. Meaning, when it comes to Shvus Eidus, it doesn't matter if you swear by yourself if you're Mushba Piacherim, or if you're a shogeg amazing. Yeah, when it comes to Shavuos HaPakadim, then we do make this distinction. So says the Gemara, maybe the reason in Eretz Yisrael they were laughing was because Mechti, Mushba Mipiyatz may be Eidos Rab Shimon Ben Ali. Where does it say in the parasha of Shavuos HaEidos that if the person would swear by himself, he'd be subject to the parasha? What does it say about Shavuos HaEidos? It says Veshama Kalal. The Ikka parasha of Shavuos HaEidos is by Mushba Mipiyachir. How then would Rab Shimon know when he asked that pircha that Shavuos HaEidus is not only true when you're a mujbe b'acherim, but it's true if you're someone that's swearing on his own. Where you're a mujbe b'atzme. Obviously, it's the gama b'pikadin. He would have learned it from Shavuos HaPakadim, which we know already from learning previous gemaras. Well, if that's the case, then pikadin nami mujbe b'acherim nigma me'edus. Right? So if that's the case, then by Shavuos HaPakadim, you should, via the same limud, know that just like mujbe b'piyatzoy, so too mujbe b'piyacherim. So they laughed because in that side of Reb Shimon's cheshbon, he's saying that there's a chumra in Shavuos HaEidus over Shavuos HaPakadim, that Shavuos HaEidus is true, Sai Mujba B'Piyatzba, Sai Mujba B'Yachem, as opposed to Shavuos HaPakadim, it's only in the game, Mujba B'Piyatzba, Yimamonim Shach. If he has a limud of Shavuos HaEidus, Shavuos HaPakadim, and that's how he knows that Shavuos HaEidus is true, even by Mujba B'Piyatzba, then he should know that Shavuos HaPakadim is true by Mujba B'Yachem as well. And if he doesn't have a limud, then how does he know that by Shavuos HaEidus, Yechayef from Mujba B'Piyatzba? And maybe it's only by Mujba B'Yachem. So the fact Reb Shimon and his cheshbon can have that Shavuos HaEidus is true by all Shavuos, and Shavuos HaPakadim by one is funny, and that's why it was mechak Allah b'marav. But the Gemara says, "Why is this a reason to laugh?" Maybe Reb Shimon's makar a mujbe piyatzboy by Shavuos HaEidus is not that he learned it from Shavuos HaPakadim, but he learned it bekal v'chaimer mineu be. And this was the other makar that we saw in previous Gemaras. You're assuming when you're laughing that Reb Shimon learned mujba mipiatzmei by Shavuos HaEidus from Shavuos HaPakadim. So what's the galachter that you should learn mujba mipiachirim by Shavuos HaPakadim from Shavuos HaEidus? Mechatesi. Maybe he didn't learn one from the other. Rather, he knew it mineu be mikal v'chomer. So he has a kal v'chomer for Shavuos HaEidus. If you chay for mujba mipiachirim, certainly you're going to be chay for mujba mipiatzmei. You don't have the reverse kal v'chomer. By Shavuos HaPakadim, if you chay for mujba mipiatzmei, certainly you're going to be chay for mujba mipiachirim. Hence, based on the mid of Kal V'Chomer, he has a Chomer in Shavuos HaEidus over Shavuos HaPakadim, and that's why I said you can't learn Mamatzinu Kal V'Chomer Shavuos HaEidus from Shavuos HaPakadim. But the Gemara says Elo Chukah, you're right, that can't be the reason they were laughing, because that's not so funny. Rather, could be the Chukah was Amezit Keshoigig Diktani, because there was another Chomer that Reb Shimon suggested that Shavuos HaEidus has over Shavuos HaPakadim, and that Shavuos HaEidus is Negei Amezit and Shoigig as opposed to Shavuos HaPakadim. Meaning, he said, "Malo pekadin shen kein loy asa boy mujba kenishba mezid keshoigig." Right, and it's the mezid keshoigig part that is going to be the galachter. Now, why would it be a galachter? Because mechti mezid gabi edus minot. How do you know that Shavuos HaEidus is true not only b'shoigig, but it's true b'mezid as well? So again, we've seen this makar many times. Like said, be vanilla, because it doesn't say the word vanilla beer like it says it by Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, like it says it by Shavuos Pitoy, right? Doesn't say the word Venelam with regards to Shavuos HaEidus. Well, if that's the case, Hachanami, like Sibbe Venelam, doesn't say the word Venelam by Shavuos HaPakadim either. So Mechatesi, Shavuos HaPakadim is only Negei Shaik. How could you hold that Shavuos HaEidus is going to be Negei, Mezid, and Shaikik, and Shavuos HaPakadim not? Your whole Makar that Shavuos HaEidus should be Negei, even Mezid, Vasa Shteitnish Venelam. Well, Bima V'Sedra, again and again, and you're going to see it doesn't say anywhere the word Venelam by Shavuos HaPakadim. And that was the chukah. So the chukah is not from the Shavuos, but rather the chukah was from the Mezid Keshoigig part. But the Gemara said, Amaluhu Rav Hunas, Rav Huna told the Oilam that was trying to explain the Mechaku Allah B'Marava based on this. He said, "My chuka, I don't know what the Galachter is." Dum amazed the Lav Kishoygig bePikadoin. Maybe Reb Shimon had a mefurish makar that when it comes to Shavuos HaPikadon, there is no halacha of Mesid, and his makar was Mi'ila. Meaning, by Shavuos HaEdos, where it doesn't say Vanelam, so I know Mesid. By Shavuos HaPikadon, although it's true, it doesn't say the word vanilla, but at the same time, I have a limud from Mi'ila, which the Gemara is going to get into, and based on the limud from Mi'ila, I know it's only true b'shoigig. So I have a limud by Shavuos HaPikadon from Mi'ila to tell me it's only by shoigig. I don't have such a limud by Shavuos HaEdos. Fakir, I have the fact that it doesn't say vanilla, which is marbi even mason, and that's how Reb Shimon knew that you can't learn kal v'chomer mamatzidr because it's a chumra in Shavuos HaEdos. You know what the chumra is? The chumra is here mazid and not there mazid. Now, what exactly is the Makar from Me'ilo? So that's a little bit of a discussion. Is it Gzeira Shava? The Rishayim talk about this very much. Or it's just a limud. But one thing for sure, the Torah uses the word Me'ilo when it talks about Shavuos HaPikadon. The Torah refers to this person as being a Mo'il. Right? The word Me'ilo, you find in different contexts. In the Parsha of Soito, Ma'alo Ma'al Bashem, the famous Marik. So you find but the point is that you find the word Mi'ila in different contexts. It says Mi'ila in the parasha of Shavuos HaPikadon. It says Mi'ila, obviously, in the parasha of Mi'ila. That is what the parasha is. And could be, says the Gemara, that's what the Makar is. But the Gemara says, if that's the case, fahinu chuka. You didn't answer anything, Rav Huna. I would say they were laughing because of that part of the Braisa, that line in Reb Shimon. And the reason they were laughing was not because they didn't chap what you said, they chapped everything that you said. They chapped that you are by Shavuos HaEdos, it's true, but not only B'Shoi, because it doesn't have Vanel. And they chapped that by Shavuos HaPikadon, it doesn't say Mezer. And the reason then Reb Shimon would hold that it's true only B'Shoi is probably because he learned it from Me'ila. But you know why they were laughing? Meaning the past you, Reb Funa. The Galechta started, they're not laughing because they didn't. It's past, they chap everything that you just said. You're not being mafrich the galechta. They chap koz and nichnas elah chuka. They chap everything that you're saying. About filu hachi v'hainu chuka. You know why they were laughing? Because ad the gamalam and mi'ila, nigmalam me'edos. Because they held that why would Reb Shimon hold that you should learn? Why would Reb Shimon hold that you should learn Shavuos HaPikadon from mi'ila to tell me that you're not chayib emezid? I think it makes more sense to learn it from Shavuos HaEdos and tell me that you should be chayib emezid. So it's not reasonable to assume that even in that part of the cheshbon, they would hold that Shavuos HaEdos mezid and Shavuos HaPikadon only shaykin. I know there's a makar to Me'ila. That doesn't change anything. I still think it's funny. Because why are you learning from Me'ila? Learn it from Shavuos HaEdos. But the Gemara says, no, I don't know if that's a taina. That's a reason to laugh. Mistabra Me'ila, havalela me'ilaf. It makes sense to learn from Me'ila. She came Me'ila, Me'ila. Because the Torah refers to both of these parishes of Me'ila. But the Gemara says, adarab, Me'idos, havalela me'ilaf. I think you can learn it from Me'idos. She came Sechata, Me'sechata. The Torah uses the word Sechata in both cases. The Gemara says, no. Mistabra Me'ila, havalela me'ilaf. It makes more sense to learn from Me'ila. Because there's a lot of commonalities. Number one, Shekei Me'ila. They're both referred to as Me'ila. Number two, Bakoil. They're both very inclusive parshas, right? It's not only true by Anoshim, it's not only true by Rechikim, it's not only true by Ksherim. It's Negei Bakoil. Shavuos HaPikadon is Negei Bakoil, right? The Gemara said that. And Me'ila is also Negei Bakoil. Additionally, Nene. In both those cases, the person's having Anah. Shavuos HaPikadon, you're Ganef. Me'ila, you're also stealing. You're stealing from Hekdesh, right? Bikavua. Both of them bring a carbon kavua, right? Both of them bring a carbon that's not oil of a yoyre. Chaimish. They're both subject to the laws of Chaimish. Shavuos HaPikadon has Chaimish, and Me'ila has Chaimish. And finally, Va'asham. They both bring a carbon Asham. So there's so many commonalities between Shavuos HaPikadon and the Parsha Me'ila. That's why it makes sense that they would have learned it from you. But says, Adarabba, Me'idus, Avadli, the Me'ilaf. I can make the argument you should learn it from Me'idus. Shekein, Chet. By both them, it says Secheta. Hedyet. They're both not negay hektish, right? You're learning it from Me'ila. Me'ila is kachim, shaychis. Bishvua, they both involve shvua. Shvua's HaPikadon, shvua's HaEdos. As opposed to Me'ila, it's nothing to do with shvua. Tavei v'kafre, they both involve some sort of tviya. The ayin, can't forget ayin. They both have ayin. So there's so many commonalities. The Gemara says, you're right, do the math. There's six things that Shavuos HaPikadon has in common with Me'ila. There's five things that it has in common with Shavuos HaEdos, Hanach, Nefesh, and six is more than five. And it's for that reason that we learn it from there. But the bottom line is, the Gemara said, that can't be why this was so funny, right? Again, Mechaku Alav and Marav, when they heard the price. what was so funny? So first Gemara said, maybe what was funny was, is that Rav Shimon, when he made a pircha on the Mamatzinu on the Kal V'chaimer, he said that Shavuos Eidus is more chamer, because by Shavuos Eidus you find, doesn't matter if you're Mujbi Piyatzma, you're Mujbi Piyachim. As opposed to Shavuos HaMekadim, you have to be Mujbi Piyatzma. If you look in the parish of Shavuos HaEdus, it says Mujmi Piyachei. If you look in the parish of Shavuos HaPekadim, it says Mujmi Piyatzmai. If Shavuos HaEdus could be even Mujmi Piyatz, he's probably being learned after Shavuos HaPekadim. Well, then learn Shavuos HaPekadim, Shavuos HaEdus, and say that Mujmi Piyacheirim as well. Which, by the way, is the truth, right? But the point is that if you can learn one from the other, learn the other from the one. And how could you have a Chumrah then at one point in time in Shavuos HaEdus versus Shavuos HaPekadim? But the Gemara says, no, that's not a kasha, it's not a reason to laugh, because maybe Shavuos HaEdus is Mujmi Piyatzmai, it's not learned out from Shavuos HaPekadim. Maybe there's no limud from one, and as a result, it can't be a limud from the other. It's learned out Minei Obey from Kal V'chaimer. So then we're said, I hear. But maybe the joke was that why would it be that Shavuos HaEdus is not only Negei Shogeg, it's only Negei Mezid, but Shavuos HaPekadim is only Negei Shogeg. L'chaira, how do you know Shavuos HaEdus is Negei even Mezid, because it doesn't say Venelim? Well, it doesn't say Venelim by Shavuos HaPekadim either. The Gemara says that can't be the joke either, because although it's true it doesn't say Venelim by Shavuos HaPekadim, but there's a limud from Me'ilah. Maybe the joke is, why would you learn Shavuos HaPekadim from Me'ilah? Wouldn't it make more sense to learn it from Shavuos HaEdus? That's not such a joke, because at the end of the day, although it's true, Shavuos HaPekadim has five things similar to Shavuos HaEdus, but it has six things similar to Me'ilah. So the Gemara says, Alamai Chukah. So what was the Galechter? Says that you don't find this every day. The Gemara is mamish. It's a whole sugi in Shas trying to figure out what's so funny. Alamai Chukah. So the Gemara says, Giyasa Rapapa, V'rafuna B'reid Rabbi Shul Mibay, Rav. Amri they sent, Hainu Chukah. I'll tell you what was so funny. Because Mechdi, Rav Shimon Gzeira Shav Alam. Right, Rav Shimon holds of Gzeira Shav. So now, what kind of kasha was he asking? Rav Shimon holds it the Gzeira Shava. How do you know Rav Shimon holds it the Gzeira Shava? Right? Rav Shimon holds it the Gzeira Shava because at the end of the day, that's going to be Rav Shimon's makar. So if Rav Shimon holds it the Gzeira Shava, how could Rav Shimon say that there's two chumras in Shavuos HaEdus over Shavuos HaPekadim? If there's a Gzeira Shava, then they have to have everything in common. So that was the joke. I mean, they couldn't figure out the beginning of the Braisa to the end of the Braisa. In the beginning of the Braisa, Rav Shimon has these two chumras of Shavuos HaEdus over Shavuos HaPekadim. The end of the Braisa, Rav Shimon holds this Gzeira Shava. So the whole thing, Mamash says, Shtipnish, from Kappas Fis. Because from the end, it's Mavur, this Gzeira Shava. Yet at the beginning, you have all these chumras that Shavuos HaEdus has over Shavuos HaPekadim. That's how they chap that this Braisa must be Meshubashas. That's why they were laughing. The Mar says, oh my chukah. Dilma ki parach mikami to take him like Gzeira Shava. Abbasa to come like Gzeira Shava. Meaning, maybe it's just all in the Hemshech of the Brice. In real time, before I introduced the Gzeira Shava to you, this is the way it would be. But Enochinami, Lefiyo Emes, it's not the way it would be. But the Gemara says, V'loi, is that true? If that was a true statement, you're right, there's nothing funny over here. But that's not a true statement. Because Rava Bar Itai told the Rabbanon, Man Tana, Shavuos HaPekadim, Le'nitin Zayin Le'kapar. Who is the Tana that holds that Shavuos HaPekadim is only Negei Shnoigig, it's not Negei Mezid? Rav Shimon, it's Shitas Rav Shimon. It's Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon from Deb Raisa. Rav Shimon is the one that holds that Shavuos HaPekadim Le'fiyo Ha'emes is only Negei Shnoigig, it's not Negei Mezid. So, what's the kasha? The kasha is that if he holds the Gzeira Shava, then he should have the Gzeira Shava from Shavuos HaPekadim to Shavuos HaEdus, and as a result, the halacha should be that you should be chayv afilu b'mezid. And from the fact that we know Rav Shimon Shita Lefi HaEmes is not that way, and Rav Shimon Shita Lefi HaEmes is that there's a Gzeira Shava, Secheta, Secheta, and still he holds that Shavuos HaEdus is Negev Amazah, but Shavuos HaPekadim is only Negev B'Shoigig. Well, if that's the case, that's definitely a problem, and that's why it was Mechak Allah B'Marava. So the Mechak Allah B'Marava, this is a little tricky. It's not so much Minei Obey in the Braisa. Meaning, you read the Braisa, everything can clap, right? Everything can really clap in the Braisa. But if you know Rav Shimon Shita Lefiyah Emes, and then you read the Braisa, there's something off over here. Because Rav Shimon Shita Lefi HaEmes is that Shavuos HaEdus is Negev B'Mezid, Shavuos HaPekadim is only Negev B'Shoigig. Yeah, Rav Shimon Shita Lefi HaEmes is Gzeira Shava Sechta Sechta. Doesn't make sense if there's Gzeira Shava. So the kasha is not from the Pircha in real time of the Braisa. Because that could be not klape ho'emes. That could be building up to the gzeira shava. But being that Reb Shimon holds that way of lamaisa, that's how you know that there must be something a little bit off. But the Gemara says that I don't know if that's a taina. Dilma mezit kishoygik parich de gamala mimi'ila dahanach nafishin. Meaning, maybe when the Gemara asked mezit kishoygik, the Gemara was not just asking in real time. And it's true that pircha would be a pircha afilu lefio emes, like we just proved. Because Rava Bar Itai said, man tanish was a pekot lelit in the lekapar, it's Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds of the gzeira shava. It's true he holds of the gzeira shava, of secheta secheta. But remember, he also had gzeira shava from Mi'ila. And we said hanach nefishin. So because hanach nefishin, so it's for that reason, it's not true. Meaning, just like the Gemara said lechatchila, right? Remember, lechatchila the Gemara said that there's nothing funny about the fact that Reb Shimon would hold by Shavuos Ha'edus Mezid, yet by Shavuos HaPekodin only Shoygig, despite the fact that by both of them it doesn't say Venelam, because you could always learn Shavuos HaPekodin from Mi'ila. So just like Mi'ila could be Oiker, the fact that it doesn't say Venelam, to teach me that it's only Negei Shoigeg, it could also be Oikid Gzeir Shav of Sechet HaSechet. So some Rishonim say, you see from here that the limud from Ila is Gzeir Shav. Because if it wasn't Gzeir Shav, you couldn't be Oikid Gzeir Shav. But we're not going to get sidetracked. But the point is that just like the limud from Ila is Oikid that, it could be Oikid this as well. So it's not Akasha. It's not Akasha. And it could be when the Gemara in the Braisa said Mezek Shoigeg, it's not only in real time. It's true. Afilu Lefia Emes, once you know the Gzeir Shava, because at the end of the day, I have Me'ila. So again, there's nothing funny about that. So the Gemara says, Avo Mushbek and Nishba Loi Parach, meaning this is a Chumra Afilu Lefia Emes. But as it relates to Mushbek and Nishba, that is Taka not going to be a Chumra Lefia Emes. The Gemara is just adding this Knech. Because Lefia Emes, once you have the Gzeir Shava of Secheta Secheta, so then Enochinami, the chumah that Shavuos Ha'edus had over Shavuos HaPekodin, which was by one it's true for Mujbi Achir, Mujbi Be'atzmai, and the other it's only true for Mujbi Be'atzmai, it's also not going to be true. Because now you're going to have the Gzeir Shavah of Sechta Sechta. The Gemara is just tying in Reb Shimon Lamaisa. Once Reb Shimon has the Gzeir Shavah, we have to revisit the original two chumahs that Shavuos Ha'edus had over Shavuos HaPekodin. At the end of the day, the chumah of Mezek HaShogeg is going to blide. Because Shavuos HaPekodin, you're going to learn from Me'ila, is only Negeya Shoigig, as opposed to the Chumra of Mujbek and Nishba, that the Gemara just throws in, L'Rav Chedamilsa, that's not going to blight. Because for that, you're 100% right, L'Fiyo Emes, once you have the Gzeir Shava. But either way, says the Gemara, one last kasha. V'tahadir Eidos v'tikomar la mipikodin. What we should do now is, we should learn Shavuos Ha'edus from Shavuos HaPekodin, and we should say, Mezid Alav Kishoigig, Ma Pekodin Shoigig in Mezid Loi, Af Eidus Shoigig in Mezid Loi, Ki Hechid Yalef Pekodin Mimi'ilo. Freit, come on, one last kasha. If you're telling me that there's a Gzeir Shava between Shavuos Ha'edus and Shavuos HaPekodin, and you're telling me there's a Gzeir Shava between Shavuos HaPekodin and Mi'ilo, and the Gzeir Shava of Shavuos HaPekodin to Mi'ilo trumps Be'etzen, the Gzeir Shava of Shavuos Ha'edus Shavuos HaPekodin. If there was a face-off between the two, Hanach Nefishin, that would come first. So what we essentially have is an objective makar that Shavuos HaPekodin is only Negei Shogeg. So says the Gemara, maybe we should work backwards. Maybe what we should say is that Shavuos HaPekodin is only Negei Shogeg, I learned it from Me'ila, and based on the Gzeir Shava of Sechta Sechta, Shavuos Ha'edus should also only be Negei Shogeg. So why is it by Shavuos Ha'edus that Loch is Mezid? Now, what's the makar that Shavuos Ha'edus is Mezid? That's the Shteitin is Shogeg. Right, that's the home card. That's the statement. Statement, state, yeah. Gzeir Shava is like it's Mefurish in the Torah. So based on this double Gzeir Shava, based on this double Gzeir Shava, I should be able to learn one from the other. I should learn Mi'ila to Pekodin and Pekodin to Shavuos Ha'edus. Now, if you look at Rashi and your holy Cheshbon, two lines from the bottom, Rashi says, Kaloimar Hainu Chuka. This is not just a Kasha in the Veltarayin. Hainu Chuka. The Gemara is going back to try to figure out what the joke in the sugya is, and says to the Gemara, "Efshne, this was Taka the Chuka. The Chuka was that Reb Shimon, at the end of the day, is going to hold that Shavuos Ha'edus is Negeya Mezid, and Shavuos HaPekodin is only Negeya Shoigig. He said it." Bokzener in the Braisa, and you really could have thought that when he said in the Braisa, he only meant it fleetingly. But we know Rava Bar Itai said that he at this gemeint of Lamaisa, this is the way it is. A vifel Reb Shimon at the end of the Braisa is going to hold as Gzeir Shava Sechata Sechata. Then Shavuos HaPekodin should be Melame to Shavuos Ha'edus, and it should teach me that just like Shavuos HaPekodin is only Negei Shogeg, Shavuos Ha'edus should also be Negei Shogeg. How do I know that Shavuos HaPekodin is only Negei Shogeg? I know from Ila, but let me Ila teach to Pekodin and Pekodin to teach to Ha'edus. Now again, because this is going to walk into the last line of the Gemara. Bishloim, if there was a mefurish and mekarish, for say this is negay b'meizer, okay, so then it's not a kasha. But there is no mekar. The whole mekar is as a shteitnish vanilla. So shteitnish vanilla is a mekar. Everything more, yeah, that's the last piece. Lachi kos v'rachmano le'edus kabish shvus bita v'gami tumas mikdash begadish. No. There's a mefurish and mekar. You know why? Because where did the Torah write the parasha of Shavuos Eidos? The Torah wrote it between Shavuos Bita and Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh, right? Location, location, location. The Bekula Nema Ben Venelam. And by all those parishes, it says Venelam. Or but the Kan Loi Nema Ben Venelam. Here it didn't say, it's as if the Torah wrote mefurish and chayv amezik. And if the Torah wrote mefurish and chayv amezik, you could have Zerah Shavuos from today till tomorrow. At the end of the day, this is not going to work. So the maskana. The maskana, what was the iyun that the Gemara did on Shitas Rav Shemin, right? We did the recap on the iyun of Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yitzhak Lili, respectively. But what was the iyun that the Gemara did as relates to Shitas Rav Shemin? So really, did it alter the Iker Rav Shemin? No. Didn't really change anything about Rav Shemin. Rav Shemin started off, you can learn it from a Mamatzin or from Shavuos HaBakadin, you can learn it from a Kavu Chayim from Shavuos HaBakadin. I have two pirches on it. And after further review, I learned it from Gzeirah Shavah. That's how we ended off with Rav Shimon yesterday's daf, and that's the way we're ending off with Rav Shimon today's daf. Okay, so what was the Iyun? The Iyun was like a sidebar. It was Mechak Ba'alav and Ma'arava. There was some Galechter that was taking place in Ma'arava, in Eretz Yisrael, where the Oilam heard this Rav Shimon, and they mamish didn't answer. The Ritvah says they weren't laughing at Rav Shimon Chalila. They weren't laughing at what Rav Shimon said. They were suggesting there must be a mistake over here. Laughing, you think this is an Erlich HaBraisa? There's no way this is a real Braisa. And the Shaila was, what was the Mechak Olav Ma'arava? And that was the Avoid of the Daf. And the Gemara had a whole bunch of suggestions of what the Mechak Olav Ma'arava might have been. One suggestion was that Shimon is saying there's a pircha on the Mamutzinu and there's a pircha on the Kal V'chaymeh because Shavuos Eidos has a chumra over Shavuos HaBakadin that you chayv not only mujmi b'piacherim, also mujmi b'piatzmai, as opposed to Shavuos HaBakadin, you only chayv mujmi b'piatzmai. Pine the Gemara, maybe that was the Mechak L'Arovah, because Mechatesi in Shavuos Eidos it only says mujmi b'piacherim, but Shavuos HaBakadin only says mujmi b'piatzmai. If you know mujmi b'piatzmai by Shavuos Eidos, you're probably learning it from Shavuos HaBakadin. Well, then learn Shavuos HaBakadin back from Shavuos Eidos. But the Gemara said that's not a reason to laugh. Because maybe you know mujmi b'piatzmai by Shavuos Eidos minei ubei mikal v'chaymer. That can't be the reason to laugh. So the Gemara said maybe the chukah was the fact that we're saying there's a chumrah that there's mezid k'shoigig by Shavuos Eidos, but Shavuos HaPakadin is only true b'shoigig. Why would that be funny? Because what's the makar to mezid k'shoigig by Shavuos Eidos? It doesn't say vanilla. Well, it doesn't say vanilla by Shavuos HaPakadin either. But the Gemara says it's not a reason to laugh, because although it doesn't say anywhere shoigig, but at the same time, there's a limud to Me'ilah, and Me'ilah is only true by Shaygig. And if Me'ilah is only true by Shaygig, so this maybe should only be true by Shaygig as well. Then the Gemara said that maybe the Galechta was, because in real time, if when the Bryce is asking the Pirches on the Mamatzinu and the Kal V'chaymer, it the Chayre should know about the Gzeirah Shavah of Sechta Sechta, and if it knows about the Gzeirah Shavah of Sechta Sechta, then really Shavuos Eidos and Shavuos HaBakadin should all be one and the same anyways. So how could you, in the beginning of the Braisa, think this Chumra is in Shavuos Eidos over Shavuos HaBakadin, then at the end of the Braisa, tell me this Gzeirah Shavah. I feel with this Gzeirah Shavah, then there can't be Chumras. You should, if you look at the Rishayim very bothered with that Kasha, right? What was even the Havamina, right? What was the Gemara's Teretz? The Gemara's Teretz was, in real time. So what's even the Havamina? Tzarechians all over the place. The Ritva says very geschmack. The Ritva says, because ein adam dong zeirah shavah miyatzmai. So if ein adam dong zeirah shavah miyatzmai, there's no way Rav Shimon, when he sat down to this braisa, didn't already know the zeirah shavah. So what's a galechta? You're building up to a zeirah. You know the zeirah shavah. You have a messiah. So what you can, let's make believe we didn't have a messiah. What does that mean? If it's something that's not muchach, you're going to have to darshan so you can hit to stardom. But this is something you know by messiah. So if you know by messiah, why are you building up to it? But at the bottom, the Gemara said that's not a reason to make a galechta. I mean, I hear the havamir. The Ritva added a lot of tam to what the havamir. I mean, it was, but at the end of the day, maybe in real time, it's not muchach that this is the way it is, and as a result, it's true. Once we know the Gzeirah Shavah, then we're going to revisit it. But the Gemara then came out, and the Gemara said, but even Lefiyah Emes, it's Abyssal Shver. The reason Lefiyah Emes, it's still Abyssal Shver, is because at the end of the day, Reb Shimon Shita we know is Lefiyah Emes. Lefiyah Emes. That when it comes to Shavuos HaPakadin, it's Dafke Shoigig, and by Shavuos Eidos, Afilo Mezid, and the Chayra Hainu Chuka, that's very, very funny. Why is that funny? Because Lefi HaEmes, again, not in real time, Lefi HaEmes, that we know this Gzeirah Shavah, Sechata Sechata, why don't we say that the two should be tolui in each other. And if it's mezid afilu be eidos, then it should be mezid afilu be pekodin, or vice versa. If it's shoigig by shvuas apekodin, then it should be shoigig only by shvuas eidos. And hainu chukah. But the Gemara said that that's also not a taina, because at the end of the day, I have a mefurishim akar. It's the last Gemara. A mefurishim akar that shvuas eidos is true afilu be mezid, because the Torah put shvuas eidos between shvuas bitui and between tumas mikdash v'kadoshav, and by both them it says vinalim, and here it doesn't say vinalim. And I have a mefurishim akar that shvuas apekodin is true only b'shoigig, because I learned it from Me'ila and Hanach Nefishin, and it's for that reason this is mefurish and that's mefurish. So we end off the Gemara trying to figure out what's so funny about what Rav Shimon said, and this is where the daf ends. Exhale.